The Lord prepares our hearts as we worship and sing together.
当我们在一起唱诗赞美神的时候，神的灵就预备我们的心。
The Lord reigneth. Blessed be the rock of our salvation.
主在我们中间被高举，他是我们的磐石，是我们的拯救。
We're gathering in these days with all of those who have a heart to serve the living God.
这是我们所有有心愿来侍奉主的，我们聚集在他的面前。
The young and the old have been gathered together from many places.
从许许多多地方，我们有年长的，也有年轻的，一起来到主面前。
And since we are servants together, we should fellowship together regarding our experience of the Lord.
因着我们一同服侍主的经历，我们能够在主里彼此来交通我们所学习的功课。
We are talking about Christ-centered service.
这次我们的主题是说到以基督为中心的侍奉。
And once again, we want to turn to John chapter 14 for some verses.
让我们再来打开约翰福音十四章。
We'll read verses 6 through 11.
我们从第六节读到十一节。
John chapter 14, verse 6 through 11.
十四章六节到十一节。
Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me.
耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命。若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. From now on you know him and have seen him.
你们若认识我，也就认识我的父。从今以后，你们认识他，并且已经看见他。
Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father, and it is enough for us. And Jesus said to him,Have I been so long with you, and yet you have not come to know me, Philip? He who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father?
腓力对他说，求主将父显给我们看，我们就知足了。耶稣对他说，腓力，我与你们同在这么长久，你还不认识我吗？人看见了我，就是看见了父。你怎么说将父显给我们看呢？
Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you I do not speak on my own, but the Father abiding in me does his works. Believe me.That I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. Otherwise, believe because of the works themselves.
我在父里面，父在我里面，你不信吗？我对你们所说的话，不是凭着自己说的，乃是住在我里面的父，做他自己的事。你们当信我，我在父里面，父在我里面，即或不信。也当信我所做的事。
And then verses 25 and 26.
二十五、二十六两节。
These things I have spoken to you while abiding with you, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I said.
我还与你们同在的时候，已将这些话对你们说了。但保惠师，就是父因我的名所要差来的圣灵，他要将一切的事指教你们，并且要叫你们想起我对你们所说的一切的话。
And then we want to turn to John chapter 21, the very end of the gospel.
我们来到约翰二十一章最后一章。
We want to read two verses.
我们要念两节。
First, verse 18.
先我们念十八节。
Truly, truly, I say to you, when you were younger, you used to gird yourself and walk wherever you wished. But when you grow old, you will stretch out your hands and someone else will gird you and bring you where you do not wish to go.
我实实在在地告诉你，你年少的时候自己束上带子，随意往来。但年老的时候，你要伸出手来，别人要把你束上，带你到不愿意去的地方。
And then verse 22.
二十二节。
Jesus said to him, If I want him to remain until I come, what is that to you? You follow me.
耶稣对他说，我若要他等到我来的时候与你何干，你跟从我吧。
And then in Hebrews chapter 12.
我们要读希伯来书十二章。
Verses 1 and 2.
头两节。希伯来书十二章。
Therefore, since we have so great a cloud of witnesses surrounding us,Let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily entangles us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and finisher of faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame,And has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God.
我们既有这许多的见证人，如同云彩围着我们，就当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪，存心忍耐，奔那摆在我们前头的路程，仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。他因那摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看羞辱。忍受了十字架的苦难，便坐在神宝座的右边。
Let's just have a word of prayer.
让我们低头祷告。
Our Father, we come to you in the name of your blessed Son.
天父，我们因着你儿子的尊名，我们来到你面前。
And as servants together, we are learning that He is the way and the truth and the life.
我们众仆人们来一同学习。耶稣基督是我们的道路、真理、生命。
Dear Father, we want to run all the way to you.
天父，我们愿意来一同跑这一条路直到底。
And so we fix our eyes upon Jesus, the author and finisher of faith.
因着这个缘故，我们就仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
We would set aside every weight.That holds us back.
我们脱下一切缠累我们的罪与重担。
And even the sins that beset us.
那些缠绕我们的罪。
Because there is joy set before us as well.
因着这在摆在我们前面的喜乐。
That we may dwell in the Father's house all the days of eternity.
我们能够住在父的家中，我们的一生都是如此。
And so now, as servants, we run by faith.
做你的仆人，我们凭信心而奔跑。
We ask for the Holy Spirit's help and power along the way.
我们求圣灵在这一路上加添我们的力量。
Even today, we ask for help as we share together the Word of God.
今天下午，当我们再来读分享你的话语的时候，求圣灵帮助我们。
Give us a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Jesus Christ, our Lord.
求圣灵赐给我们智慧与启示的灵，让我们能够真的认识他。
We pray in His precious name.
我们靠主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen. I am speaking upon Christian service according to Christ, the way.
我的题目是集中在 基督徒的侍奉按照主的道路。
And last time we were watching the disciples as they heard Jesus say, I am the way and the truth and the life.
上一堂我们听见主对他的门徒亲口说，我是道路、真理、生命。
The disciples thought they had come to the end of their way because Jesus was going away from them.
然而，门徒听见这个话的时候，门徒好像来到了一个绝路，因为主好像很清楚地告诉他们，他将要离开他们。
But Jesus was going away in order to bring them to the Father.
但是主之所以离开他们，目标是要把父跟他们带在一起。
And the Lord Jesus said, I am the way.
主说，我就是道路。
And within a few weeks, the disciples came to understand just what Jesus was saying.
在短短的几个礼拜里头，他们终于明白耶稣这一天告诉他们这句话的意义。
Because Jesus went to the cross.
主上了十字架。
And then rose again.
然后从死里复活。
And ascended into glory.
然后又升到荣耀里去。
And sat down at the right hand of God.
他坐在父宝座的右边
and poured the Holy Spirit out upon them.
然后父神把圣灵降下降在他们的身上
and these disciples began to walk as disciples of the way.
然后你就看见这一群门徒们就开始走上这条路被称为走道路的人
as we read in John chapter 14All the words that Jesus had spoken now were understood as they saw what he had done at Calvary.
所以像约翰福音十四章告诉我们，当他们看见主耶稣所成功的这些事情，他们就明白这条路的意义是什么。
And so the disciples, without any blueprint or any outward method, began to walk in the living way.
所以你可以看到这一群门徒们，他们手上虽然没有地图，没有一个蓝图，没有一个外表可以抓的东西，但是凭着信心，他们走上了这条道路。
Now we must remember that when John writes his gospel, there is a twofold burden in his heart.
当使徒约翰来写约翰福音的时候，在他的心里有双重的负担。
First, he would testify.Of who Jesus was in such a way that people would believe that he was the Son of God and through faith have eternal life.
一面来说，他告诉我们，他写这个福音书是要让我们知道耶稣的的确确是神的儿子，可以因着相信他，从他的名得永生。
But John was also burdened for the church to recover the living way.
另外一面，他愿意整个的教会因着认识基督，能够恢复这条道路。
We know by looking at the churches, the seven churches in the book of Revelation.
你看，这个启示录里面七封书信写给七个教会。
That the church was already becoming concentrated on outward things.
你能够看到，在当时这七个教会的光景已经开始。从里面转向外面，注目外头的事物。
And so when John was sharing the gospel, and he spoke about Jesus being the I am on eight different occasions,
所以在福音书约翰来记载他的主的时候，他能够从八次耶稣自我介绍我是。
It was so that the believers would move their vision from bread to the bread of heaven.
圣灵想借着这本福音书来指出人的眼光要从面包或者那个食物来转向那赐食物的主。
And as the Christians were walking in the way, that they may have that experience of walking with Jesus who was the way.
那这些走道路的圣徒们，他们要从外面开始看见这一位耶稣就是这个道路。
In our lives, we come to moments of crisis, just like the disciples, where we don't know the way forward.
主今天带领我们这一群人，也是同样的方式。主常常把我们带到一个危机，一个绝路，然后神才能够启示我们。
And as his servants to be reconnected with the living way.
这些神的仆人们在这个时候才能够真正与这位主，这位活的神接上关系。
We read those verses in the book of Hebrews.
刚刚我们读了希伯来书的两节圣经。
There were the Hebrew Christians at the end of their way.
你也看到同样的情形，那些希伯来的圣徒，他们也走到一条绝路上了。
Jerusalem.And the temple and the sacrifices were all about to be destroyed.
因为圣殿也好，祭物也好，他们所熟悉的这些祭祀的制度也好，马上就要结束了。
How would they go forward in the way after all of those things of Judaism and outward things have disappeared?
这样这些东西都是他们犹太教的核心。那有一天神把它统统拆掉的时候，忽然间。没有路走了。
The writer of Hebrews says, "Fix your eyes on Jesus. He is the beginning and the end and the way."
所以你就看到希伯来书的作者在这一切还没有发生之前，就提醒他们圣徒啊，把你们的眼睛注目在这位我们信心创始成终的基督身上，他是那条路。
Whenever we have a vision of the I am.We are able to walk in the living, true way.
每一次当我们得到他是这个启示的时候，我们就可以走上这条活的路。
How do we walk in the way?
我们怎么能够走在这个道路上呢？
By faith.
信心。
We remember in Hebrews chapter 11,
这个希伯来书十一章告诉我们，
and verse 8,
第八节。
It speaks this of Abraham.
这里提到亚伯拉罕。
By faith, Abraham, when he was called, obeyed by going out to a place which he was to receive for an inheritance, and he went out not knowing where he was going.
第八节说，亚伯拉罕因着信蒙召的时候，就遵命出去，往将来要得为业的地方去。出去的时候。还不知道往哪里去。
Abraham was a servant of God who walked the living way.
亚伯拉罕是神的仆人，他是走这条活的道路的人。
By faith, he walked in the sojourn of God.
他因着信就出去走上这条寄居的路。
He saw the great I am.
因为他亲眼看见这位大的我是。
And so he began to walk the living way.
因着这个缘故，他开始走上这条活的信心的道路。
And as he walked, he looked for the end, for the city whose builder and maker was God.
当他这样走出去的时候，他就看见这条路的终点就是那一个有根基的城。
But listen to what it says about the way.
你看在这条路上圣经怎么说
The last phrase in verse 8
在第八节的最后一句话
And he went out not knowing where he was going
他出去的时候还不知道去哪里
Are you a servant of God?
你是神的仆人吗
God will say I want you to go
主对你说我要你出去
But if you say where
但是如果你问去哪里啊
He doesn't tell you
他不说
He says go
出去
I will be your way.
我就是你的路。
Abraham did not know where he was going.
那你看亚伯拉罕就不知道他去哪里。
If Sarah said to him, Abraham, Abraham, where are we going?
如果他的妻子莎拉问他说，哎，到底去哪里啊？
Abraham would have to say, I don't know.
丈夫会说，摇摇头，我不知道去哪里啊。
But we're walking in the way.
但是我们要走那条路。
And we're walking with him who is the way.
我们就是跟着他走，他就是路。
And we will discover the way.
然后我们会发现这条路怎么走。
When we are servants of God,
我们做神的仆人。
The Lord does not give us a blueprint and say, I want you to live in Shanghai for 6 years, then I want you to move to Fuzhou for 4 years, and then I want you to move to California and retire.
我们出去的时候，神不会给我们一个地图说你要在上海住六年，然后搬到福州四年，最后搬到加州退休。
He says, I am the way.
主只对我们说，他就是路。
And like Abraham, you have to step out by faith.
这个时候我们就要效法亚伯拉罕，就踏出去。
But was not the I am his way?
这里你要必须看见，他就是路。
Did not the unseen God lead him to the end?
你看这一位神，当他走出去的时候，就负责他一直走到底。
So walking in the way is through faith.
所以走这条路的必要条件就是信心。
If you have been a servant of the Lord,
如果你曾经来做神的仆人，
you know often the Lord does not tell you where you are going next.
你就往往发现我们的主不会告诉你前面到哪里去。
There's a wonderful verse in the English Bible.
在英文圣经里面有一句话很有意思。
Regarding Eliezer, who was Abraham's servant.
就是讲到亚伯拉罕的仆人这个 Eliezer 这位仆人。
And he is testifying about how he went out to find Rebecca.
他这个仆人怎么去为这个亚伯拉罕的儿子找妻子。
And in Genesis chapter 24, he said this.
在创世纪二十四章有这么一句话。
I, being in the way, the Lord led me.
这个仆人说，我就在这条路上，耶和华引导我走。
By faith, he had to go out on the road.
他凭着信心就走上这条路。
And then the Lord led him to Rebecca.
走上这条路以后，神就引导他一步一步来到利百加的那个地方。
Isn't that wonderful?
这不是很稀奇吗？
But he didn't know where to go.
开始没头绪啊。
He didn't know who the bride was.
他不知道新娘在哪里啊。
He had to trust Abraham's God.
他只能相信亚伯拉罕的神会负全部的责任。
And so he walked this living way.
所以他就走上这条活的路。
Now from this we see a principle of the way that's very clear.
所以你在这里就看到这一条走这个路的那个原则是什么？
Without vision, we cannot walk in the living way.
也就是说，如果没有意象，你这条路是走不出去的。
How can you know the way?
那你怎么知道这条路怎么走呢？
Unless you have met him who is the way.
除非你已经遇见到他，而他就是这条路。
It's when we see a vision of the I am.Our Lord Jesus.
所以你我需要看见耶稣这个意象。
Then the living way opens before us.
因为认识了他，你就知道活的路开始了。
We especially think of the Apostle Paul.
想想使徒保罗。
You remember his vision of the glorious Christ on the road to Damascus.
耶稣在大马色的路上向保罗显现。
This vision he saw of Jesus became the blueprint for the ministry the rest of his life.
那个大马色的路上的意象就成为他一生走路的那个地图。
He preached Christ.
他传扬基督。
He preached by the enabling of Christ.
他也传扬这位加添他力量的基督。
He preached for the glory of Christ.
他传扬基督的荣耀。
He said, for me to live is Christ.
他说到我活着就是基督。
His beginning and his end was the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以你可以看到在他的生命中，他的起点是基督，他的终点还是基督。
He was no longer interested in just teaching doctrine.
他并不是天天在讲教条。
Now he wanted to write Christ on every heart.
他要把基督刻在每一个人的心上。
He was walking in the living way based on the vision that he saw.
他整个的一生就根据他所看见的那个意象。
Vision is necessary for us to walk in the way.
所以走这条路的第一个条件就是意象。
And yet the proof of our vision is that we do walk upon this earth in a purpose way.
那么怎么证明你是有个意向的人呢？也就看我们在地上怎么走路，你走路是带着目标还是盲目的走。
Real vision is walked out upon this earth according to God's purpose.
意象的意思乃是说，我们这一生是按照神的目的来走我们人生的道路。
You remember I told you that I was a pastor for several years in a denomination.
昨天我告诉大家，我过去曾经是一个宗派里头的一个牧师。
And I was serving God.
我在那个时候来侍奉神。
According to the word of God.
是按照我所认识的圣经来侍奉的。
According to the traditions of our denomination.
然后按照我们宗派的传统来侍奉神。
But if somebody said to me, "But what is God's purpose?" I did not know.
如果那个时间，如果有人问我，到底神的这个目的是什么，我不知道。
Well, no, I said, God's purpose is to save souls.
那我会回答的是，神的目的就是救灵魂。
But I knew so little about God's purpose in making His Son preeminent over all things.
但是圣经所启示的，神的旨意乃是要让他的儿子在凡事上。据所谓，对这件事情我毫无所知。
And many servants are like that.
今天在地上有许多神的仆人，就像我当年一样。
They're serving God.
他们都在侍奉神。
But they don't know Him who is the beginning and the end.
但是很少人知道，他就是我们整个侍奉的开始与最终的结局。
But when we meet the living God in Jesus Christ,
当我们遇见这位活的基督
，when we realize that now we have seen Him.We have seen the Father.
我们像多马一样知道，当我们看见主，就是看见了父。
Then we begin to walk in a living way.
这时候我们就开始走上这条活的路。
Jesus said, "It is enough for His servant that He be like His Master."
他说，这个仆人要像他的主人。
Those who know the Lord Jesus will walk like Him.
所以那一些认识主的人就会行走像我们的主行走一样。
And as we walk together in the way of the church life,
今天我们在教会的道路上，
it is necessary for the church to walk in a way that is measured by the stature of the fullness of Christ.
教会也是一样，要根据我们所跟从的主那个身量来跟从基督。
Our individual walk is measured by the character of Christ.
我们的个人跟从主，这个度量根据我们身上的那个主的性格。
And our church life walking is according to the image and fullness of Christ.
那么一个团体，一个教会来一同跟从主的时候，怎么样来衡量呢？就是根据于我们这个长成基督身量的情形。
Do we have such a vision?
我们有这一个认识意象吗？
It's very common today to talk about vision.
今天很多的人用这个词汇意象。
I remember several years ago, I took one of a number of trips to India.
几年前我去了好几次印度。
Very precious brothers and sisters in India.
我在那里遇见很多很可爱的圣徒们。
I went to one place and I spoke several times.
我到一个地方，在他们中间讲了好几次道。
And the servants of God got together with me. We had a meal together.
那这些神的仆人们在印度的那个城市里跟我一起吃了好几次饭。
Now as we were eating, one brother said to me.
当我们吃饭的时候，有一个弟兄就这样子说。
Do you have the vision?
你有意象吗？
I said, "Well, what do you mean?"
我就说，你这个意思是什么意思啊？
Now, actually, I knew what he meant.
我肚里知道他是什么意思。
And so he said, "Well, do you have Brother Bak Singh's vision?"
他就说，你有没有巴信弟兄的意象？
Now, by this, what this particular brother meant was,
这位跟我说话的弟兄的意思是这个意思。
Do we meet according to the method that he meets?
就是说。你跟你的你们教会聚会的方式是不是跟我们巴信弟兄所讲的方式是一个方式？
Now do we pray on our knees like they pray?
你们祷告的时候是像我们一样跪下来祷告的？
Now do they break bread every Sunday like they do?
那你们是不是擘饼像我们巴信弟兄教导我们每一个主日擘饼？
And so on and so forth. They had many definitions of what Brother Bak Singh's vision was.
所以你就可以知道他是有一条一条一条写下来，只要符合这些条的，这就是巴信弟兄的意象。
Well, here's how I answered our brother.
那我就这样回答咯。
I said, I cannot say I have Brother Bak Sing's vision.
我不能说我有巴信弟兄的意象。
Because I know that he had a vision of the Christ.
我知道他有基督的意象。
And out of that vision, he built the church.
根据这主给他的这个意象，他建立许多的教会。
I cannot say I have his vision.
但是我不能说有我有巴信弟兄的意象。
But I can say by the mercy of God, I have also seen this Christ.
但是靠着神的恩典，我能够这样子说，我见到了基督在意象中。
You see, a vision is not a series of definitions.
所以这个意象的定义不应该是有这么一条一条一条说这几样事情加起来就是意象。
We may do everything according to the pattern that was established years ago by some worker.
今天很多的时候我们有一些事情这么做是因为早年有一个工人他给我们定下来一二三四五六这么多条。
And yet even though we do things this way, we don't have vision of the Lord Jesus I am.
即使我们照了这么多条做下来并不证明我们见到那位活的基督。
But when we see such a vision, it opens the way before us.
但是当我们碰见这位活的基督的时候那条路就打开了。
Now how do we fulfill this way?
那么现在我们怎么能够走完这条路呢?
Now the disciples were told, I am the way and the truth and the life.
那耶稣对门徒说我就是道路真理生命
and they began to walk by faith.
那这些门徒就靠着信心走上去
and the new and the living way opened before them.
那然后你就会发现这条又新又活的路向他们打开
but Jesus told them in the same time of the way that they will be able to walk.
然后主在这个时候一面也教导他们怎么样好好的在这条路上跟随主。
Jesus did not just say to his disciples, just start to walk.
主并不是说啊，走吧。
Good luck.
祝你好运。
I hope everything works out.
我希望一路顺风。
I hope you figure it out.
你自己摸索摸着河头，摸着石头过河。
No, no, don't forget.
不是这个样子的。
Jesus spoke to them regarding the way in John chapter 14 and 15 and 16 and 17.
所以你会发现自从主在十四章告诉他们他是道路真理生命之后后面一章一章一章都是主教导他们怎么走这条路的
We cannot limit this walking in the way to just this one verse in chapter 14.
所以走这条路并不是只限制在于这单单的这个十四章这么一节圣经而已
How would these disciples who had natural wisdomDevelop spiritual wisdom.
那么这些门徒们他们有天然人的聪明主怎么样把他们从天然人的聪明带到属灵的智慧呢
How would these disciples that always looked at things outwardly begin to evaluate things inwardly?
主怎么样把这些看事情总是从外表来看的这样的方式慢慢能够带到从灵里面来看从神的角度来看
How would these disciples, who were so used to living by their natural strength, begin to live by spiritual strength?
主怎么样把这些人一直习惯于用他们自己的能力来做事情的方式带到有一天能够依靠圣灵的能力呢?
This transformation of such a man is impossible.
要把这样的一个属天然的人能够变成这样的一个属灵的人就的人来讲没门
unless God provides all that is necessary for such a walk
除非神自己来预备一切我们所需要的否则根本谈不可能
now we can't go into a teaching about these chapters 14, 15, 16 and 17
我们没有办法今天有这个时间每一章从15、16、17一章一章仔细的讲
but they do in summary they teach us that there are four spiritual resources that enable us to walk in the living way
但是我能够把这么长的一段圣经把它浓缩起来归纳成四个重点
what are these four spiritual resources
那这四个重点是什么呢？
Number one, in chapter 14, we find Jesus speaking to his disciples about the indwelt life of God.
在第十四章，主耶稣告诉他的门徒，这里第一个秘密乃是这一个住在，就是神内住在我们里面的神。
Turn to John 14. Let's just see a few verses.
我们来看几节圣经。
Verse 18 of John 14.
十四章十八节。
I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. After a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you will see me because I live. You will live also.
十八节，我不撇下你们为孤儿，我必到你们这里来。还有不多的时候，世人不再看见我。你们却看见我，因为我活着，你们也要活着。
And that day you will know that I am in the Father, and you are in me, and I am in you.
二十节，到那日，你们就知道我在父里面，你们在我里面，我也在你们里面。
Now what is he talking about?
到底主说什么？
Well, we find it back there in verse 17.
在十七节，主这么说的。
Jesus.Is praying to the Father to send them the Holy Spirit.
耶稣对着父祷告说，父啊，把这个圣灵打发来。
The Holy Spirit who has been with them, but will be in them.
这位圣灵要进入这些门徒的里面。
Now when we think about the disciples and we ask, what is the greatest revelation that these disciples ever had?
如果你碰到这些门徒，你要问他，你们得到的最大的异象是什么？
Usually, immediately, we think of Caesarea Philippi, where Peter said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the Living God."
那我们就直觉有一个想到马太十六章，他主耶稣把他们带到变化山上的时候，主在那里启示他的自己。
Indeed, this was tremendous revelation.
不错，那是一个伟大的异象。
But what do you think the disciples understood?On the day of Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit came.
但是你如果回想在无旬节那一天圣灵降临的时候，那一个印象又是什么呢？
And suddenly there was a life inside.
那你就会发现在那一刻他们所经历的是有一个生命在他们里面开始。
The voice of Jesus was speaking inside them, telling them what to do.
耶稣的声音是在他们里面告诉他们当如何而做。
And inside them not only was the Holy Spirit, but the Father was revealed, and the Son was revealed.
在那个里面不但有圣灵，而且启示出基督，启示出父。
They were walking with the living God inside of them.
所以他们在这个时候开始行走，跟着这个三而一的神一步一步往前。
What a tremendous revelation.
这是何等的启示。
How can we as servants of God ever become spiritual men and women?
我们这些神的仆人怎么能够成为一个属灵的人呢？
It's by the strength of the indwelling Holy Spirit.
乃是依靠这位住在我们里面的这位圣灵。
He is with us night and day.
因为他昼夜都与我们同在。
He is working upon us.
他在我们身上做工。
He is giving us new vision.
他给我们异象。
What a resource this is.
这是一个丰富的资源。
And chapter 15.
那十五章呢？
He talks about abiding in the life of Jesus as the vine.
他说到我们能够住在基督里，就好像枝子跟葡萄树的关系。
How can we walk the living way?
我们怎么能够走上这条生命的路？
We abide in the vine.
乃是住在它里面。
And we sense His life going through us.
我们能够感觉他的生命从我们身上流过。
And He prunes us.
他修剪我们
And this keeps us in the living way.
让我们因着他的修剪而继续活在他的里头
It's all about life.
这里是生命的表现
So I needn't say anything more because our brother Stephen will share more on this.
那这个主题是我们江弟兄的责任我不讲了
And then John chapter 16.
然后十六章
He talks more about the Holy Spirit.
他再讲到圣灵
The Spirit of truth.
真理的圣灵
Who brings us into truth.
他引导我们进入真理
who teaches us reality.
他教导我们什么是属灵的实际
we'll just read a few verses in chapter 16.
我们来看几节圣经十六章
verse 13.
十三节
But when he, the spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all the truth. For he will not speak on his own, but whatever he hears, he will speak and disclose to you what is to come. He will glorify me, For he will take of mine and disclose it to you.
是等到真理的圣灵来了，他要引导你们明白一切的真理，因为他不是凭自己说的，乃是把他所听见的都说出来，并且要把他把将来的事告诉你们。他要荣耀我，因为他要将授予我的告诉你们。
Now, as we gather for these sessions of teaching,
我们这次特会大家聚在这里。
Who is our teacher?
谁是我们的老师？
Am I your teacher?
我是你的老师吗？
I'm just a fellow servant of yours.
我不过是你们的仆人而已。
But the Holy Spirit is our teacher.
老师是圣灵。
What a wonderful teacher.
他是一个奇妙的老师。
And he will bring us into all truth.
因为他要带我们进入一切的真理。
And not just truth, but living in the reality of the truth.
他不单单是讲到真理的问题，他要把我们带到那个实际的里面。
By this, we can walk the new and living way.
借着这个的引导，我们才能够走上这条又新又活的路。
And even in John 17,
十七章，
where Jesus is praying for his disciples,
他在那里为他的门徒祷告。
He prays and says, Father,
他说父啊，
keep them in my name.
他说，把他因着我的名保守他们。
Keep them in thy word.
保守他们在你的道里头。
Keep them.In that oneness that you have with me and I have with them.
保守他们合而为一，像你与我合而为一一样。
So here's our spiritual resource.
所以这里你看到我们属灵的资源。
How are we going to walk this living way?
我们到底怎么走上这条活的路呢？
We have no road signs to tell us to go here and there.
我们并没有一路上有路标。
But we have an indwelling Holy Spirit.
我们里面有内住的圣灵。
And we have the life of Christ abiding in him.
主的生命在我们里面，我们也住在他里面。
And we have the Spirit leading us continually into truth.
然后这里的圣灵继续不断地引导我们进入明白一切的真理。
And we have the Father keeping us in the Lord Jesus.
然后你又看见父保守我们在基督里。
Upon these bases, we can walk this living way.
在这样的一个基础上，我们就能够稳步地向前进。
Now, when we begin to walk this way,
当我们这样子开始走的时候，
as we walk, we discover two characteristics of this living way.
我们就会发现这条路上有两个特点。
And we want to spend the remainder of the two sessions that I have.
我们下面我还有两
talking about today and tomorrow.
今天跟明天我要讲到这两个点。
Talking about these two characteristics.
这两个特点。
When we walk in the living way.
当我们走在这条活的路上。
The way, first of all, is a narrowing way.
你就会发现第一个特点就是这条路越走越窄。
At the same time, it's an expanding way.
同时你又发现又越来越宽。
As we walk with the Lord, He narrows the way before us.
当我们跟随主这样走的时候，他开始把我们的路越来越狭窄了。
Until our way is reduced to Jesus only.
窄到什么程度呢？就是只有基督了。什么都没有了。
At the same time,
然后
the Lord spiritually expands our way broader and wider as we discover Christ is all and in all.
然后当我们只有基督的时候，主又开始把我们的路越开越宽。为什么越来越大呢？因为基督在一切之内，他是一切。
And so as we walk in this living way,
所以当我们走这条活路，
we discover both this narrowing experience in our life.
所以我们第一个感觉乃是他在我们身上把我们越带越窄，越带越窄。
And the expansion of his life.
然后同时你又开始感觉到他的生命在我们里面就越来越丰满，越来越丰满。
We decrease, he increases.
所以一面说我们在那里减小，减少。基督在我们里面增加。
And it happens as we go on this way.
当我们这样子一路走下去，这件事实就一直发生在我们身上。
Now this afternoon, we just want to touch on this matter of the narrow way.
所以今天下午剩下来的时间呢，我就要来集中在神把我们越带越窄，越带越窄。
You know, in order for us to find the way, we have to be narrowed down.
所以要我们真正找到这一条路的话呢，我们就必须被主带到一个窄路上去。
We think of this gospel truth.
这是这条这个圣啊、这个福音的真理。
I am the way, the truth, and the life.No man cometh to the Father except through me.
我们读的这个主题圣经就告诉我们，主说我是道路、真理、生命，若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
Now the world says there are many ways to God.
但是世界说的不是这样，他说条条大路通罗马。
But the truth is, there's only one way to God, and that's through Jesus Christ.
真理是只有一条路，乃是借着基督。
Peter stood up in front of the council.
彼得站在公会面前。
And he said, we preach Jesus. For there is no other name under heaven on earth by which we might be saved except him.
他大胆地在公会面前宣布，天下人间没有赐下别的名，我们可以靠着得救。
Now this is a narrow way.
这是窄路。
We have to come through Jesus if we would be saved.
我们要得救的话，必须经过基督。
This is our gospel.
这是我们的福音。
It's exclusive.
这是排他性的。
It's narrow.
这是狭窄的。
And it's true.
这是真的。
When we preach this gospel,
当我们传这个福音的时候
，and when the sinner hears this gospel,
当罪人听见这个福音的时候
，the Holy Spirit begins to narrow their way.
然后你就会发现，圣灵就在每一个人身上做这个越来越窄的工作。
Now you know when you're an atheist.
如果你是个无神论者
，your way is very broad.
那是个大宽路。
You can do anything.
什么都可以做。
Because life is meaningless.
因为人生毫无意义。
But then the Holy Spirit begins to convict you of sin, of righteousness, of judgment.
但是圣灵来了，在我们里面做工，他叫我们为罪、为义、为审判自己这辈子。
And as you think of the gospel.
想想是福音
The Holy Spirit begins to work on your mind.
圣灵就在我们里面，在我们的心思中做工。
I was saved when I was 20 years old.
我20岁得救的。
I was a college student.
那个时候我在大学。
And I remember very well how the Holy Spirit was haunting my mind.
在那个时候，圣灵在我的脑海里面一直警告我。
Now I was a sinner.
那个时候我是个大罪人。
I did many sins.
我犯了很多的罪。
But the Holy Spirit convinced me that my greatest sin was not believing in Jesus.
但是在我众多的罪里面，圣灵告诉我，你最大的罪就是不信耶稣。
And then when I heard that,
我听见这句话
I said, I'm going to wait before I get saved.
那我要等一等。
But the Holy Spirit narrowed my way.
但是圣灵那个时候就把我的路越走越窄了。
He says, no, today is the day of your salvation.
圣灵在我里面说今天就是你得救恩的时候
And he narrowed my time.
他把我的时间缩短了
So finally I had to get saved.
我必须得救
I got down on my knees.
我必须跪下来
I asked Jesus to save me.
耶稣啊救我
The Holy Spirit did that to me.
这是圣灵在我身上所做的
It's because I heard the gospel. Jesus is the only way to God.
因为福音我听见的福音告诉我耶稣是唯一得救的方法
Something deep in my heart since I was a childI always wanted to know God. I never could find him.
从我做小孩子那一天一过来，我一直想要找到神，可是我找不到。
But praise God, when I went the narrow way, I found Jesus and I found God.
但是感谢神，当我开始走上这条窄路的时候，我就找到主了。
Actually, by the Holy Spirit, He found me.
我应该严格的讲，是圣灵找到我了。
Oh, what a wonderful salvation!
这是何等奇妙的救恩！
And this is how God does it by narrowing our way.
所以这就是神在我们身上所做的，把我们走上这条窄路。
But then we find as Christians.
那现在我们成为基督徒了。
Now I'm a Christian.
我成为基督徒了。
Now I'm saved.
我得救了。
Now I can do anything I want.
哦，我又好像什么都可以干。
And so I start to walk.
然后我就开始走。
But life is like a big funnel that gets narrower and narrower in the way.
可是我的经历好像我就被神放在一个漏斗里头，从很宽很宽，越走越窄，越走越窄。
Now we all know the passage in Matthew chapter 7.
在马太七章。
In verse 13.
十三节。
Where Jesus says, "Enter through the narrow gate, For the gate is wide and the way is broad that leads to destruction, and there are many who enter through it. But the gate is small and the way is narrow that leads to life, and there are few who find it.
13节，你们要进窄门，因为引到灭亡那门是宽的，路是大的，进去的人也多；引到永生那门是窄的，路是小的，找的人少。
Now many think that this is talking about the way of salvation.
很多人认为这两节圣经是讲到我们得救的这个圣经。
But Jesus is talking about walking as a servant in the kingdom.
但是如果你读上下文，你就知道这段圣经不是对罪人说的，乃是对着门徒说的，所以是讲到基督徒所走的这条路。
If we're to be servants in the kingdom of God.
如果我们要在神的国王国的里头国度的里头成为仆人的话
We have to walk a narrow way.
那我们必须走窄路
You remember Jesus said Now many will say to me Did we not cast out demons in your name? And he said I never knew you Just because you say Lord, Lord Does not mean you're walking in this narrow way
因为主已经很明显地告诉我们将来有一天有很多人到我面前称我主啊主啊我奉你的名做了这个奉你的名做了那个但是主说我根本就不认识你
So as we are servants of the Lord
今天我们做神的仆人
Now we consecrate our life to the Lord
我们也把我们的一生奉献给神
And often as we begin to serve him
我们开始服侍
We have to deny ourselves
我们要舍己
Sometimes there is a choice we have to make in our life.
很多的时候我们就要开始做选择了。
We have to follow the Lord.
我们要跟随主呢。
And we have to put aside some desire, some dream, some hope we had in this world.
那你同时你就要把许多你自己的梦你自己的喜好都要放在一边了。
And we begin to walk in a narrow way.
所以慢慢你就越走越窄。
And it's a way of decrease.
这一条路我们要越走越小
And it's a way in which our flesh must be dealt with
在这条路上我们的肉体要被对付掉
And our natural strengths must be weakened
我们天然的力量要越来越弱
There are many things that have to happen in our life
在我们的生命中有很多事情要发生
Thank God for the Holy Spirit
我们要感谢神有圣灵帮助我们
We discover that the way, the living way, is the way of the cross.
我们慢慢就发现这条活的路是十字架的路。
And as we walk with the Lord,
当我们跟从主
we are reduced and he is increased.
我必减少他必加增。
The Holy Spirit applies the work of the cross to our lives.
圣灵就把这个十字架的原则在我们身上来实行。
And we cannot learn these things by ourselves.
我们靠自己是学不上这个课的。
We don't naturally like the way of the cross.
因为照我们的天然，我们并不喜欢这条路。
But the way of the servant must know this cross.
但是你要做主的仆人的话，这条路你必须知道。
This Holy Spirit that dwells in us.
这个住在我们里面的这位圣灵。
He is always working in us.
他在我们里面殷勤地做工。
He is dealing with us.
他对付我们
He is sanctifying us.
他圣洁我们
He is preparing us.
他预备我们
He is convicting us.
他也责备我们
He is transforming us.
他改变我们
Thank God for this life with the Holy Spirit.
我们实在感谢主这一个圣灵这样在我们生命中带领我们
Now we don't have time to go into so much of this matter.
我们时间不足以给我们讲更多
That this, of course, you know, the servant has to come to the place where they realize that their old man has been crucified.
我们走走就要发现，神要对付我们的旧人。
And the servant of God must come to the place where they see that they've been delivered from the principle of sin in their life.
而且我们走的时候，圣灵也要教导我们怎么样从罪与死的律里面得着释放。
And the servant of God must come to the place where they begin to live by the spirit of life in Christ Jesus.
然后我们往前走的时候，我们要发现我们整个的一生必须靠着圣灵的律来帮助我们。
And for all of our days, He's always dealing with us regarding our sins, regarding ourself, regarding our flesh.
我们这一生 圣灵一直指向我们的罪，我们的肉体，我们的己，我们的旧人，都要被一步一步的对付。
But now we know that these are basic lessons of our Christian life.
这些都是我们基督徒的基本功课。
And we want to talk about the way of service.
那么现在我们就要来说说我们这个服事的这条路。
And we want to look at this, as servants who are on the living way.
我们怎么样子来做主的仆人呢？
When we begin to serve the Lord as His children,
当我们从神的儿女的这个地位开始学习侍奉，
especially if we're young,
尤其我们年轻的时候，
it seems as though the whole world is before us.
我们好像觉得全世界都在我们面前。
Oh, I can choose how I want to serve.
我可以选择我要怎么选，怎么服侍。
Many choices.
很多的选择。
Our brother, Stephen spoke this morning about the gifts of the Spirit. I can choose. What gift do I want? What's...
我们江弟兄早上讲到圣灵的恩赐，我就好像我要选什么恩赐呢？
And I can choose which way I want to serve God. Let's see, I want to serve God, but also make a lot of money. Ah, yeah, this is.
我要侍奉神，但是我觉得我应该也赚，同时赚很多的钱。哎呀，这个实在良得其美。
I'm looking to serve God, but I want to find an opportunity that's a good opportunity.
我要找一个好的机会来侍奉神。
And so we all start out like this.
所以我们都是这样开始的。
We have a little bit of Bible knowledge.
我们有一点圣经的知识。
We have some natural gifts.
我们也有一些天然的恩赐。
We have some outward wisdom.
我们也脑袋瓜子也蛮好使的。
We have lots of energy.
我们有很多的能力。
And we are self-confident.
我们有很大的自信心。
I can do anything.
我没什么难，天下无难事。
Now, maybe everybody's not so self-confident.
可能不是每一个人都这么有自信心。
Now you see, when you are a giant like me, you are very confident.
但是如果你个子有这么像我这么大的话，你就很有自信心的。
I can do anything.
哦，什么不能做？
We start out to serve the Lord.
那我们开始就好好干，为主。
Oh, the Lord is so happy that I am serving Him.
主一定很满意有我这种人来侍奉他。
So we head out to serve the Lord.
所以我们就出去大干一场。
Now, if we are consecrated.
如果我们奉献
and we truly love the Lord,
我们也真爱主
oh, he is so patient with us.
哎呀我们的主对我们可有耐心了
but of course you know what begins to happen.
但是你要知道什么事情慢慢就开始发生
Now I must tell you brothers and sisters, some of my best sermons that I ever spoke did no good at all.
我老老实实告诉你我认为我讲的最好的几篇道其实根本一点用都没有
They were natural sermons.
这是我天然的本事讲的道。
I found the illustrations on Wikipedia.
我的例子都是在网上那个是百科全书里面找出来的。
My source of wisdom was Google.
我的用的都是 Google 这个网上 Google 用的。
And even though I was so proud of my sermon,
我对我的讲章很满意。
I see everybody falling asleep.
但是大家都在睡觉。
Something's wrong.
不知道错在哪里。
Now I must redouble my self-effort.
那我可能下的功夫不够，我下次加倍努力。
I remember when I was a young pastor.
我记得我做年轻的牧师的时候。
There's a famous preacher in England. His name F.B. Meyer.
那个时候在英国有一个有名的传道人叫迈尔蒂牧师。
I read his sermon Back to Bethel about Jacob going back to Bethel.
那么我读的有一篇讲到。这个伯特利的这个故事《创世纪》。
I memorized the sermon word for word.
我把它整个的讲章背下来。
Even tried to use a little English accent when I spoke.
我甚至模仿那个英国腔调。
I preached to the congregation.
我对整个的这个群众来讲。
The sermon comes to a climax where God says to Jacob, "Go back to Bethel."
然后他整个的讲章的高峰就是神对这个雅各说回到这个伯特利去。
Now when I came to that place, I yelled, "Go back to Bethel!"
他就大声的喊。
Now one of the deacons was asleep.
那有一个执事呢在下面打瞌睡。
But I yelled so loud it woke him up, and he knocked his head back on the back of the chair, and everybody turned around.
所以把他吓醒了，然后脑袋撞了后面的墙。大家都很笑
But that's all the good that sermon did. It woke up one deacon.
所以那篇我认为很好的讲到唯一的功效就是把我们的睡觉的执事震醒。
Now the Lord has to narrow my way.
所以你会发现神就在这样的学习里头叫我们这个路啊越走越窄。
And I began to sense something.
在这个里面我开始感觉到
When I'm speaking, sometimes I sense the life of the indwelling anointing. And sometimes I sense dead.
在我们这样服事的里面我们讲到我们有时候觉得我们摸到的是死亡没有任何的膏油但是又有的时候我们摸到有膏油
And sometimes when I was speaking I could feel that I was off the track because suddenly something would go dead inside
我就会发现在我讲到的时候我就虽然正在讲的热烈的时候但是我觉得好像出轨了摸到死亡了
Thank God for the dwelling life of God
谢谢主，因为我们里面有圣灵。
It must teach us as servants of God.
他就在我们这样的侍奉的里头，告诉我们什么是对，什么是错。
Now I was a foolish young man.
我是一个愚昧的年轻人。
But I truly wanted to serve the Lord.
但是我的确有一个心要服侍主。
When I felt these things, I would go on my knees and cry to God, say, God, what am I doing? What am I doing?
所以当我摸到死亡的时候，我就会跪在主的面前说：主啊，我到底哪里做错了？我什么地方做错了？
But there was so much flesh. Where does God start?
我是充满肉体的一个人，神要从哪里下手？
According to the gospel, I learned there was no cross.
在我所传的福音里头，哪里有十字架的事情呢？
There was only greater and greater success.
我们传的都是越来越成功，成功，成功。
But the more I would try, the more it seems like the cross would disappoint me.
但是我越想成功，神就让我越失败。
And because I didn't know of the way of the cross, I was always confused.
因为我根本就不认识十字架的路，所以我走走走就完全失落了。
Why are others so successful? I am not so successful.
跟别人比，人家都很越来越成功，我越来越倒霉。
But the Lord has to strip us away.
那你就会发现，神好像在那里把我们剥夺了。
He's trying to transform us from outward to inward.
他的用意把我们要从外面转到里面来。
To serve by the Spirit and not just by the outward man.
我们乃是靠着灵服事，不是靠着我们自己天然的本领来服事。
And so the Lord must prune us.
所以主在那里修剪我们。
In order that we may one day bear more fruit.
借着这个修剪，慢慢就果子就会增加。
I think if you are just an outward servant of God, your pathway to success is very quick.
如果你是靠着外面的本事在天然本事侍奉主的话你外面可以有 很短暂的成功
But you, if you are a servant of God walking in the living way your pathway of development is very painful and slow
但是如果你要做真正神属灵的仆人的话你就会发现你这条路走得又慢又难实在是痛苦无比
Almost everything that we give to the Lord to serve Him is natural strength, natural gift.
我们奉献给主的这些我们的智慧、聪明都是天然的东西。
And through the circumstances of our service, He brings these natural things to the cross.
那当我们这样子一路一路学过来的时候，神一样一样把我们带到十字架面前。
In order that we may learn how to serve.By the life of the Spirit.
主这样的教导我们，目的是要叫我们慢慢学会靠着圣灵来侍奉他。
I remember that when I used to serve, I didn't really pray too much.
我记得早年我服事的时候，我不太喜欢祷告的。
Except just before I ministered, then I would pray a lot that the Lord would that I would use the Lord. Say, Lord, bless me, bless us as I minister.
我会要在靠近讲道的时间近的时候，我就拼命祷告神啊，祝福祝福祝福啊，我好像利用神一样。
But the Lord doesn't just want us praying selfish prayer.
神不要我们做自私的祷告。
He wants to use us in prayer.
他要用我们在他的祷告里面。
And he has to teach the servants of God how to hold and pray with his burden.
他要教导我们我们的祷告是根据于他的负担来祷告
I remember I used to serve the Lord and always pray Lord what can I speak to these people when I go there to speak
我常常这样祷告，神啊，我去这个地方，你要我对他们讲什么？
Well, now you can see, now I'm an old man with gray hair.
现在我白发越来越多了。
When I'm invited somewhere, I say, Lord, what do you want to say?
现在我的祷告变，我说主啊，你要我对他们讲什么？
I have already spoken enough times, thousands of times.
我讲了好几千的道理。
I have run out of things to say.
我所有能够想到的题目都讲完了。
I'm at the end of my way.
我没路走了。
Lord, what do you want to say?
现在是主啊，你要我对他们讲什么？
How we need to learn these lessons.
这都是我们在这个服事里面学来的。
I remember at one point in my ministry.
我记得在我这个服事侍奉的这条路上。
Please forgive me for giving these personal references.
原来我常常讲到我自己的经历。
But I went through a stage where I was prevented from ministering the word of God in the assembly.
我曾经有一段时间在一个情况里头我被禁止讲道。
Now I thought this was the most important part of my life.
而讲道又是我最重要的生命的内容。
And I was angry with God.
所以我就对神很生气。
Well, I can't speak the word, it's burning in my bones.
现在这个不让我讲，我的骨头里面都要发火，火都烧起来了。
Actually, I still wanted to show off. Still wanted to talk. Everybody listen.
我喜欢讲道的时候，大家听着我讲。
But the Lord said no.
主说不准讲。
And I complained and complained.
我就一直埋怨埋怨。
I remember one day I was so mad. I closed my Bible, walked out into the woods, and I was yelling at God out in the woods. Why can't I speak? This is my calling. What are you doing?
所以有一天他生气到一个地步，圣经一合起来，自己一个人跑到森林里面向神就开始发怨言，我明明是为这个蒙召的，现在不准讲道，这什么意思？
You know, like most servants of God, I can get very dramatic, you know.
我们主的传道人常常是很戏剧化的。
And the Lord spoke to me there in the woods.
主在我在那个森林里面，神就向我说话。
He said, now what do you want?
主问我你要什么？
And I said, I think that really, Lord, you want your people to repent. I want to speak a word of repentance.
我就说主啊，你不是要万民都悔改接受你吗？所以我要对他们传，叫他们悔改。
He says, that's what I want.
主说是我要。
But you don't have to preach.
那并不要你来传道啊。
You can pray.
你可以祷告啊。
Pray for their repent.
你可以为这些人的悔改来祷告啊。
And so I began to pray.
所以我就开始学祷告。
I couldn't preach.
我不能传道了。
I would much rather say, repent!
我宁可站在讲台上大喊悔改。
But I had to pray.
但是现在我必须跪下来祷告。
And in the course of time,
经过一段时间
our dear brother Stephen came to this group.
后来我遇见江弟兄。
And he was speaking for the weekend.
他在周末讲道。
And he opened his Bible.
他打开圣经。
And he spoke on this. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand.
他的讲题就是，天国近了，你们应该悔改。
And we entered into a season of repentance.
从那篇讲道那个教会就进入一段时间是深深的在主面前悔改。
But the Lord was trying to deepen this servant to understand that he can bring things into being through intercession and prayer.
所以在那一段时间主就教我，神要做事情的时候需要有人在那里付上代祷的代价。
As a matter of fact, even as I speak to you today,
今天我对你们讲到
I know that these words that I say can do little to change you.
但是我知道，就是光凭我讲的这些话，没有办法改变你任何一个人。
You will forget the words.
你们会忘记我讲的话。
They're weak words at best.
这些话语非常的软弱。
Unless the Holy Spirit touches our hearts, then all is vain.
除非圣灵用这个话来摸到我们的心，否则一切我们所做的都是没有用。
Now we rely upon ourselves. But the Lord reduces us down to Jesus only.
所以我们在这个服事的路上，我们开始总是依靠自己，主就在那里一样一样把我们剥夺，我们来到一个地步，只有基督。
By many failures, we learn not to trust in ourselves, but Jesus only.
借着许许多多的失败，一次再一次，我们被捡到，只剩下基督。
In all these ways, the cross begins to work on the servant's life, reducing them to Jesus only.
所以，十字架的运作就是把我们这一个靠自己的人，一直减，对付到只剩基督。
And so the servant walks a narrow way.
所以一个主的仆人必须走这条窄路。
Until he makes the choices.
直到主做我们的选择。
And he uses you, and not you use him.
是他来用我们，不是我们来用他。
We remember that verse I read from the end of the Gospel of John.
记住我们刚刚念的在约翰福音二十一章最后的几节圣经。
Jesus said to Peter, "In your young days, you will go wherever you want to go."
记得主耶稣对彼得说：“你年轻的时候，你树上带着，你高兴去哪里去哪里。”But
the Lord will narrow the way.
但是主就要把他的路越走越窄。Until
people will take you places, but you cannot go yourself.
然后主对彼得说：“你年老的时候，我人家要带你去你不愿意去的地方。”
We as servants used to chart our own destiny and our own course, but no more.
我们以前是自己排路，我们要去哪里去哪里。但是有一天你会发现，你排不了，是人家拉着你走。
As Paul says, as the Lord narrows the way, it seems like death is always working in us. We're sensing our weakness. We're sensing our failures. We're sensing our own doubts.
保罗讲他的经历的时候，他常常就说到，他好像死路一条，好像四面包围，好像没有路可以走了。但是神的复活的生命在这个时候就显明。
The servant of the God of God makes plans, and the Lord overrules the plans.
保罗在那里为他的传道做了很多的计划，但是圣灵却禁止他不能往某一个方向去。
And we are weakened through trials, but the Lord carries us by grace.
那些试探，那些打击，把我们变成软弱，但是在这个软弱的里面，他的恩典越拖着我们向前。
As we find weakness, His strength is perfected.
当我们发现我们是这样的软弱的时候，同时我们就发现他的能力在我们身上是何等的浩大。We
experience this reducing, this decrease.
我们经历的是越来越软弱，减少。But
others experience life.
但是别人因着这个缘故就经历了生命。
And even as we go this narrow way, the Lord is glorified.
当我们经过这个窄路的时候，神就得荣耀。And
we are reduced to one thing.
我们就被减少到一个什么地步呢？
To me, some of Paul's most precious words.
保罗有一些宝贵的话。For
me, to live is Christ.
保罗说，对我，活着就是基督。
When the shadow of the cross has so come over you that it's no longer a matter of you and your rights and your privileges and your strength.
所以当十字架的原则在我们身上运作的时候，你就慢慢会发现，不再是你，不再是你的权利，不再是你所要什么，都不是了。
When that cross is upon you, others see the Lord Jesus.
当十字架在你身上是如此的真实的时候，别人就看见基督。I'd
like us to read one more scripture just as we close.
在我们结束之前，我们来读一段话。In
1 Corinthians chapter 1, very famous verse.
哥林多前书第一章。
1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 30.
30节。 哥林多前书第一章30节。
But by his doing, you are in Christ Jesus, who became to us wisdom from God and righteousness and sanctification and redemption.
但你们得在基督耶稣里是本乎神，神又使他成为我们的智慧、公义、圣洁、救赎。
God is doing that in our lives.
这里你看见这是神坐在我们身上。
Making Christ our wisdom, our sanctification, our redemption, our righteousness.
他把基督做成我们的智慧，做成我们的公义，做成我们的圣洁，做成我们的救赎。
But how does he do it?
他怎么做的呢？
Before we trust the Lord's wisdom, He must confound our wisdom.
让我们能够真正信神的智慧之前，神先要对付我们自己的智慧。
Before the Lord's righteousness can be known in us, we must exhaust our attempts at self-righteousness.
在我们真正能够认识主是我们的公义之前，神必须打掉我们的自义。
Before the Lord becomes our sanctification, we are always striving to be more holy.
在我们能够认识基督是我们的圣洁之前，我神要把我们身上这个自以为洁净的，或者我们自己在追求圣洁的这一个努力去掉。
And in order for the Lord to become our redemption, He must deliver us time and time again from bondage.
让我们真的知道主是我们的救赎。神就要把我们从罪里面一样一样的释放出来。
Jesus only.
一切只有基督。
Is that your hope?
这是你的盼望吗？
Is that your heart?
这是你的心智吗？
Probably some servants here are going through very difficult times.
可能在座有一些神的仆人正在最困难的时候。
If you are reduced to Jesus only,
如果你被主能够减到只有基督，
then you have been reduced to a great place.
那你就来对地方了，
where you can rely on the Lord.
你可以依靠他。
You are His and He is yours.
你是他的，他也是你的。
If you have forsaken your own strength and your own plans,
当你把自己的计划放下来，
and as you learn to yield to His plans and His way,
学会顺服他的计划，他的能力，
when this happens, we find we are walking in a living way.
这件事一发生在你的身上，你就开始发现这条窄路。
At the same time that this reducing is going on in us,
当我们开始经历了这个神把我们放在这条窄路上的时候，
we find in this living way that the Lord is expanding His life in this world.
我们逐渐就发现神就把我们带到他的宽广的里面。
And this we'll look at next time.
明天再讲。
Let's pray.
我们低头祷告。
Lord, in our natural strength, we provide little true spiritual service unto you.
主啊，在我们天然能力里头，我们实在无法来服侍荣耀的神。
But you have given us your spirit within.
但是我们感谢你，你把圣灵赐给我们。
You have brought us to the place where we are crucified with Christ.
你把我们带到一个地步，我们与基督同钉十字架。
Where we live by the life of Christ.
因着这样，我们能够靠着基督来生活。
Abiding in our vine.
我们能够住在主里。
Without Him, we can do nothing.
离开了主，我们什么也不能做。
And then to be led into all the truth by the Holy Spirit.
圣灵就把我们带进一切的真理。
Indeed, this is a great and a glorious way.
是主啊，这是一条荣耀的路。
We lay hold of the Lord Jesus as our way.
我们紧紧抓住基督是我们的道路。
Without you, we can do nothing.
离开了你，我们什么也不能。
We fix our eyes upon Jesus, the author and finisher, the beginning and the end.
我们定睛在为我们信心创始成终的基督身上。
Even when we walk through a deep valley,
即使我们现在正走在最深的深谷里头，
He abides with us.
他与我们同在。
Oh Lord, we thank you that you've called us into service.
主，我们谢谢你召我们来侍奉你。
And as we learn the way of the cross,
当我们学会十字架的道路，
we are also learning the way of resurrection life.
我们就学会复活的生命。
Teach us how to walk in this living way.
主啊，教我们走这条生命的道路。
We are your servants.
我们是你的仆人。
Show us thy ways.
指教你的道路给我们。
That we may please thee.
让我们能够讨你的喜欢。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主的名祷告。阿门。